right now in that zero, that unusual year of no estate taxes, but it comes back with a vengeance in 2011. Are we going to get it fixed?
We'll get it fixed. I don't think it'll be in the next month, but I don't think they'll go home without fixing it. And there are more and more stories now. I really just started to hear the stories in the last 3 or 4 weeks where members will say, oh, an accountant called me from my district and said, I got a problem. I got this guy, and, you know, I want to do his estate for someone who passed away in the family, but I don't exactly know how to do it. And if I do it one way and then you do something retroactively, I'm going to have negatively affected this person. So I think just now those stories are sort of trickling into Congress that just because it's zero doesn't mean you've taken away all the problems.
So retroactive is not likely.
I think there's still a big issue legally whether they can do it retroactively, and I'm not a lawyer, so I can't even begin to give you a prognosis on that.
And you mentioned stepped-up basis is the key for agriculture.
It is, and that's because there's a lot of groups that have ceased talking about stepped-up basis. They're far more interested in a higher exemption level. Go from 5 million a person to 10 or to 15, and who cares about stepped-up basis? Well, we could have a pretty high exemption level in agriculture, and if we don't have stepped-up basis, we could be in a world of hurt. So we need to make sure that farmers and ranchers are continuing to emphasize that, yeah, we want the estate tax repeal, but stepped-up basis is really a critical part of it for us.